This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
You know, they don't have a place to, you know, say this is home like we do. Right? He says, you know, the fowls of the air, God takes care of them. Amen? Aren't you more important than a bird? Sure you are. So God's going to take care of you too. Amen? If you trust Him, if you believe in Him. He says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? So by you getting so thoughtful or so full of care and concern, is that going to change anything by any means? No. Okay? Is it going to add anything to your stature, it says here? By you thinking this way, you know, by you thinking, I want to be taller. Are you going to be taller today? Say, Lord, I wish I was bigger. I wish I was 6 foot instead of 5'8" like I am. You know, by me just, Lord, I wish, can I be 6 foot? Is that going to change anything? No, I'm still going to be 5'8 today. I can believe it. I can speak it out. You know, it would be a miracle that next Sunday I came in here and I was 6 foot, right? It ain't going to happen. What am I? I'm trying to make a point here. It's not going to change nothing by me being so worried or concerned that I'm too short, right? That's what he's trying to tell us here. Take no thought for your life. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Amen. Psalm 127:2. Now I'm going to try to go through these quick here because I have a few. Psalm 127:2 says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Wow. Did you get that, church? He says, it's vain for you to what? Get up real early in the morning because you're so worried about something. You're so concerned. It's vain for you to not to go to bed at night because you're worried and concerned and you're just beside yourself. It's vain. It says, and it's vain to eat the bread of sorrows. Woe is me. He says, it's vain to do that. Right? He says, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Who's his beloved here today? Me and you. We are his beloved. He wants you to go to sleep at night. Praise God. Amen? But how many times have we allowed something to bother us so much that we couldn't sleep at night? Amen? It's happened to all of us. Praise God. I can remember, I'll tell you about this real quick. When we were at our former church on the southeast side, I used to be the treasurer of that church. Okay, I did many different things in the church besides associate pastor. But at this particular time, I happened to be the treasurer of the church. And you know what? As the treasurer needs to make sure that the finances are in order. Amen? Well, when I inhabited that position, I inhabited some problems. Okay? And because I am the way I am, I wanted to make sure that I could correct or fix what was wrong with the finances. And you know what? The problem was so big and had so much problems with it that it caused me to get worried. Okay? It caused me to be troubled. Okay? I was so concerned that I was at night, some of the nights I wasn't sleeping good because of this happening. And the Lord had to deal with me finally and say, give it to me. What are you doing? Right? Why are you allowing this problem to overcome you in your sleep? Why are you so worried about it? I'm going to help you. You're going to get this fixed. And you know what? I did get it fixed eventually. But I was letting that thing rob me of my sleep. Okay, How many times has that happened to us today in our life? Where something goes on and it causes us to lose our sleep. God said that is vain today. Don't let it happen. Okay? Let Him be your shepherd today like He wants to be. Okay? It's not going to change anything by you allowing that to come upon you. In Luke 10, verse 41. Luke 10, 41. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." You know the story of Martha and Mary, right? So Jesus, He tells her, He says, "You know, Martha, you are so careful, or you're so worried, amen, you are so troubled about so many things. Will you just cool it?" I'm going to break it down in our terms nowadays. Will you let it go already? Amen? And then look at what Jesus tells her. "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." He says, look at Mary. Mary's not allowing this to happen to her. She's concentrating on Me. She wants to, you know, serve Me. Her mind is on Me, not on her troubles. Amen? He says, Mary, chill out. Amen? Don't be so worried about everything. Don't be so troubled. Praise God. Get your head right. Amen. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen? Can we say that today with all our hearts? 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Oh, hallelujah. If Jesus is our shepherd today, we need to know that we can what? Cast all our care upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. He loves you. Amen. He came so that the cares of this world, you could put them on Him. Amen. You don't have to carry them anymore. Praise God. That's why Jesus went to the cross. Amen? Because we can't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to give it to Him. Amen? So we need to make sure we're casting all our care. Cast them. Give them to Him. Praise God. How many fishermen do we have here? When you go fishing, you cast that line, right? There's a reason why He put that word cast in there. He wants you to throw them and give them to God. Amen? Don't say, okay, here, okay, Lord, I think I'll give you this problem. No, give it to Him. Don't hold on to it. Praise God. Cast it upon Him. Amen? Because He cares for you. He wants to release you of those burdens. He wants to release you today of those troubles. He don't want you to live life like that. Praise God. You won't have to if you make Him your shepherd today like you need to. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one more verse with this thought in mind. In Romans 14:23. Romans 14:23. The last part of that verse says this: "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin today." Somebody needs to hear this. Praise God. "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." So you know what? When we worry, that's not a faith. How many know that today? It's sin. Anybody with me here today? When we allow the cares of this world to overwhelm us and allow negative thoughts to come in, and we begin to say, "Oh Lord, I don't know how this is going to work and what am I going to do?" And we get so overwhelmed, okay? That's sin today. Whatsoever is what? Not of faith is sin. We got to be careful, church. We don't allow ourselves to get bogged down with things that happen to us. Life's problems that we all go through. Know today, the Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. And you know what? I shall not want. Praise God. God is going to take care of me. Amen. God is going to heal me today. Hallelujah. God is going to give me the money I need to pay my bills today. Amen. God is going to touch my family. Hallelujah. God is going to set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He's my shepherd. This is important. We see here divine providence. We see here divine direction. Praise God. Amen. We see here divine protection from the shepherd. The divines. He's going to provide. He's going to direct us. And He's going to protect us. Amen. If He's our shepherd today. Hallelujah. How many are excited about that? Praise God. You need to be. Amen. Verse 2, going back to Psalm 23. He says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He what? Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. What are we seeing here? That He is again going to what? Guide us. Amen. He's going to give us divine direction here. Divine guidance here. He's going to guide us. He's going to make us to what? Lie down in green pastures. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to have green pastures that are fresh and are tender. Hallelujah. God says here to us that He is going to bring us to lie down and what? Find rest. Anybody need rest today? Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to bring you and I'm going to cause you to lie down in what? Green pastures. Amen. And where I lead you, it's going to be beside the still waters. Amen. How many know today that we need to have rest? Hallelujah. Spiritual rest as well as physical rest. And God says, I'm going to give that to you. Hallelujah. He's going to lead me. He's going to direct me by the still restful waters. Amen. I'm going to be able to find rest. I'm going to be able to find food. Amen. Green pastures. Not, you know, pastures that are falling apart. Green pastures. That means alive and well and flourishing and fruitful. Amen. Green pasture. God is going to feed us. He's going to feed us spiritually. He's going to nourish us and refresh us. How many know we need to have times of refreshing in the Lord? Amen? Sometimes you need to get away so you can be refreshed. Amen? Vacations are good. Right? You need to vacate from your normal circumstances. You need to go away so you can just relax, amen, and get some rest, amen. Well, God says here through David that, you know what, He's going to cause us to lie down in those green pastures, amen. Meaning, He's going to feed us, praise God. He's going to refresh us today. And it's going to be by still waters, amen. Still waters, meaning there's going to be a calmness there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but sometimes at work, I deal with a lot of craziness. Amen? It's hectic. It's sometimes stressful. It sometimes just gets really wild, and there's just so much going on, and I need to just get away. Amen? If I'm in the office a half a day, that's too much. I got to get out of there. All right? Because it's just chaotic sometimes, all right, at my workplace. Some of your workplaces might be the same way, and you need to do what? Get away to some restful waters. You need to go to a place where you can relax a little bit, amen? Well, we need that in our lives every day, praise God. And David says, we get that from the Lord. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to be able to find rest and food. And you know what? I'm going to have times of tranquility and peace. If I'm what? Laying down by those green pastures. Amen? If I'm going by those what? Still waters. Amen? Tranquility. Peace. We need it. Praise God. You need to be able to get away to that. Praise God. And you know what? As I said it earlier, God wants to give you sweet sleep. All right? The Bible talks about sweet sleep. I don't know if you know that, but turn with me real quickly to Proverbs 3:24. Proverbs 3, 24. It says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Hallelujah. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Somebody say, sweet sleep. Amen. That's what God wants you to have. Praise God. So when you're not sleeping good at night, you need to begin to confess the scripture and say, Lord, I believe tonight I'm going to have a night of sweet sleep. Amen. Lord, take away all the stuff that's causing me not to have a restful night. Praise God. Okay? God wants us to be in that place that we find rest, we get our food, we get refreshed, we get nourished by the Lord, and we're able to have times of tranquility and peace. Spachi. Amen. Right? You got to have peace in your life. Praise God. If you don't have peace, you lose it. Amen. A lot of people are losing it today because they don't know the one who can give them the peace. Amen. We do. Praise God. So if we're allowing ourselves to get stressed out, if we're losing it, shame on us today. It's not God's fault. It's our fault. Amen. Because we know where the answer is. Amen. If we allow the devil to string us along and play games with us, shame on us, because we should know better today. Praise God. We know where we can get rest. Amen. We know where we can get refreshed. If we don't do it, it's on us. Okay? It's not God's fault. Say, oh Lord, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this or this? You know, why? God probably is tired of that word. Why? He probably hears it, you know, trillions of times from everybody in the world. Why? 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 Right? We don't have those answers. Why? You just have to go with the flow. Amen? Go with the flow and know where your help comes from. Amen? Praise God. So David here is saying, you know what? I'm going to be okay. I'm going to lie down where the pastures are green. Amen. I'm going to be able to be beside the still waters. It's there waiting for me. Verse 3. He restores my soul. Praise God. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Oh, hallelujah. He restores and refreshes my soul. Anybody say amen here? Praise God. He restores and refreshes my soul. You know, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions today. From time to time, you need to get restored. Amen. You need restoration to come your way. Praise God. Thank God today that we have divine restoration. Praise God. We have divine rest. We have here now divine restoration for my life. Praise God. It's there for us. Amen. And he will lead me. As He restores me, David says, He is going to lead me in the paths of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to direct me in paths of uprightness, of right living. Amen. Of right standing with God for the glory of God. Amen. I'm going to be what God wants me to be for God's glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to restore me and lead me in the right way so I can bring glory to His name. Praise God. Not so I can, you know, vaunt about it and say, look at me and look at what I've done. Amen. No, that's not what it's about. So God here is our divine leader. All right? Not only do we have divine restoration, but God is our divine leader because He will lead us in paths of righteousness today. How many need the Lord to lead you? Amen. Every day. Lord, lead me, direct me, guide me. Praise God. Show me. He will. Praise God. As long as you're looking to Him as your shepherd. Amen. He's our shepherd today. Hallelujah. Verse 4. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, hear what David is saying here. He says, I will fear no evil. David was in a lot of situations that we'll probably never get into in our life, where he had death all around him. People trying to kill him. Okay? But what does he confess here? What does he say? Yea, though I may walk through the valley. How many know sometimes we get into some valleys? Amen? He says, the valley of the shadow. I want you to notice here, the shadow of death. Sometimes we go in situations and situations come upon us that we see a shadow of death. Okay? We see a shadow of darkness, right? We see a shadow of evil things. Just a shadow, okay? It's not the real thing itself. It's a shadow of it, amen? David says, you know what? Even though I may go through this, I will fear no evil. Ooh. I will what? Fear no evil. Praise God. It's a powerful statement, he says. I will fear or dread no evil. Can we say that today, church? You know, you have to have some strong faith in God. You must have what? Strong confidence in God. When you can say this like David said it, you know what? I'm not going to fear any evil. Amen. That's the devil's handiwork, fear. If he can make us fear, he's got us gripped. Okay? That's what we're seeing here. Praise God. I will fear or dread no evil. Why? Because he says here, thou art with me. Amen? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. So why should I fear, God? Because you're with me. Amen? When we go through stuff, why should we fear? God says he's with us. He either is or he isn't today. And he is. Amen? He don't lie to us. We just go by what? Sometimes what we see. We go by what? Our emotions. Amen? We go by how we feel. Well, let me tell you something today, church. Your feelings will get you in trouble. That's right. How we feel sometimes will get us in trouble. If it's not how we're supposed to feel. If it don't line up with God's Word, then we got to get our feelings in line with the Word of God. Amen? Because our feelings, they will lie to us sometimes. Our emotions will get us in trouble sometimes, okay? But David says here, I'm not going to fear no evil. Don't matter what I see, what I'm going through, even if death is trying to come upon me, why should I fear it? God is with me. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because he's our shepherd, right? He's going to take care of me. You said you'd be with me. You never leave me, nor forsake me. Amen? So we see here what? Divine presence of God. He's not going to leave us. Praise God. And his rod and his staff are going to comfort us. His rod means he's going to protect us with the rod. The rod is going to protect you. God's rod. Amen? And the staff is going to do what? Guide you. So we're going to have guidance here. Amen? And that will comfort us and sustain us. Amen. We need to be sustained from time to time. Amen. We do. Sometimes more than others. Say, Lord, I need some help, and I really need it now. Amen. I mean, today, right now, I need some help. Please, Lord, sustain me. Help me. Lift me up, Lord. Help me get through this thing I'm going through right now. David says, man, I don't care what I'm going through. I'm not going to fear evil. Okay, I'm not, because God is with me. What confidence today. Praise God. What faith. David's no different than me and you today, church. He was a human being like us. We got to have this same confidence today, the same faith like David did. Praise God. So even though I might go through some valleys in my life, I might see some shadows of death, I might have some dark places along the way, you know what? I'm not going to fear. Because God's with me. I got divine protection. Hallelujah. David walked with confidence in God. We see this in Psalm 27:3. He says here, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Praise God. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Amen? David says, you know what? It don't matter if the enemy encamps around me, my heart's not going to fear. Hallelujah. I might have every obstacle coming my way, I'm not going to fear. Praise God. Let's be like David. Let's walk in faith, not in fear. Verse 5, we're almost finishing here. It says, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Isn't that neat? David says, you know what, Lord? You're going to prepare a table before me where my enemies are. Some of us say, well, I need to just get away from my enemies, right? I don't want to be near my enemies. I don't want to see them. But interesting here, David says, you're going to prepare a table for me before my enemies. Amen? Sometimes, you know what? You're going to have to face your enemies. You're going to have to be right in front of their face, okay? And God is going to show you that in the face of your enemies, God is going to anoint you. Praise God. You're going to be anointed. He says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Praise God. Your cup is going to run over. You notice here he says, I'm going to anoint what? Your head. Because that's the part that needs the greatest anointing. How many know that? Our head, our brains, amen? Our minds, our thinking. Because this is where the battle is most of the time. Probably 99% of the time, it's the battles in here. So God says, I'm going to anoint your thick head. I'm going to anoint your skull. Praise God. Amen? With oil. Praise God. The anointing's going to be on you. And you'll be able to face your enemy and not be concerned or worried about it. I will prepare a table before your enemies. Oh God. He's saying, I'm going to take care of you right in the face of your enemies. They're going to see how I take care of you, your enemies. Oh, praise God. Your cup is going to run over, he says here. My God, this is awesome. With what? Superabundance is what he's talking about here. When he talks about your cup running over, meaning it's abundance. God is going to give you abundance. Amen. He's going to take care of you. Divine abundance here. Amen. Divine abundance. Divine preparation and divine abundance here we see. Preparation, he's going to prepare a table. And then divine abundance. Oh, that's awesome. Spiritually as well as naturally in your life. Do you believe that, church? Amen. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surely, he says. I'm not talking about Shirley the lady, okay? He says, surely, no doubt about it. Praise God. Amen. He says, surely this is going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Without a doubt, praise God, that what? Goodness and mercy shall, not maybe. Did you notice that? He says, shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. All the days. Amen. Even the days when I'm having a rough time, still, what? Goodness and mercy are going to follow me. They're going to follow you. Praise God. Hallelujah. What confidence again from David. What faith he is proclaiming here. God is what? Going to take care of me. Hallelujah. It's awesome. Praise God. We see God's divine goodness and God's divine mercy here. Okay? It's there for us. Praise God. Do we feel this way like David felt? Amen? Do we have this boldness today? Hallelujah. When you walked into church this morning, did you have this confidence? Hallelujah. Well, if you didn't, hopefully this is encouraging you to get to that place. Amen? Psalm 84:4 says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. Amen. David says, you know what? I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. He makes a bold statement here of commitment. You know what? God, you got my back. You know what? I know that goodness and mercy are going to follow me. And you know what? I'm going to be in your presence all the days of my life. I'm going to be in church all the days of my life. If I lose my job, I'm still going to church. Amen. If my wife leaves me, I'm still going to church. Oh, starting to get more heavier here now, right? If I lose my house, I'm still going to church. Oh, I didn't get no amens there. Praise God. If I don't have enough money to pay the bills this week, that's still not going to affect me from going to church. Amen. I will dwell in the house of the Lord when all the days of my life. Amen. So you know what? Circumstances don't change how we think and how we should feel about the Lord. Amen. Because God is my what? Shepherd today. Amen. Doesn't matter what happens all around me. Things are going to continue to happen till Jesus comes back. Amen. But are you going to say like David said, I'm going to be in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. No devil's going to keep me out of church. Amen. No devil's going to stop me from serving God. Amen. No sickness is going to stop me today. Amen. Sometimes that's a lot harder said than done. I understand that. Sometimes we get physically so sick that we can't leave the house. And God knows that, okay? But many times people will come to church and they use excuses for not coming to church. Amen? Oh, I didn't get my hair done this week. I'm sorry, Pastor Rich. I can't come. I don't look good. Right? Let's face it. Excuses. Excuses aren't going to, you know, when He comes back. Remember last week when we talked about looking for that day. When that day comes, let me tell you, excuses aren't going to cut it. Get rid of excuses today. Amen? God don't listen to our excuses. Your pastor might hear them. If he believes them or not is another story. But you know what? God is not going to pay attention to excuses. Because they don't cut it today. Amen? Oh, praise God. He is our shepherd. So here we see in this chapter, I'm just going to review them real quick with you and we're going to close. We see the divine, God's divines operating in our life. They operated in David's life. That's why he could speak and quote this psalm to us. Amen? Psalm 23. That God is and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We see in this chapter 13 different divines. We've seen divine providence. We've seen divine supplies. We've seen divine direction, divine protection, divine guidance, hallelujah. Divine rest, hallelujah. Some of you ought to be saying amen to some of these. Divine restoration, hallelujah. He's our divine leader, praise God. We have divine presence, oh, thank you, Lord. Divine preparation, amen. We have divine abundance, praise God. And last but not least, we have divine goodness and divine mercy, hallelujah. Man, if you leave here sad, that's your fault. Praise God. Amen. God is good to us. Hallelujah. God loves us today. And you know what? I shall not lack. Praise God. Amen. You don't say that with a cocky attitude today. You say that because you're one of God's kids. Amen. And because He loves you, He's going to make sure that you can say, I shall not want. Amen. For the glory of God today. Praise God. Because He's your shepherd today. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to do something that we don't do enough because usually I'm preaching so long I don't give enough time to our praise and worship team. But I'm going to ask them to come up and we'll close the service with a song today, okay? And I want to sing again, Think About His Love. Okay? I want you today to think about His love, praise God, as you leave the doors today. Amen? And take that thought with you throughout this week. think about His love for me and His goodness for me and His grace for me and how He just takes care of me. Amen. And that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want today. Amen. Lead us, praise and worship team. Praise God. Let's all stand and sing. Amen.